One of the things that I was reminded of during this chapter that I just had of this doubt and this attachment and this kind of going from happy to in a funk and then trying to snap out of it was that phenomenon or that skill or that practice of changing your mind, changing the headspace that you're in. I was kind of peeked in on a conversation online where somebody posted an inspirational quote about deciding to be happy. And in the comments, someone was like, it's not that easy. You know, you can't just decide to be happy. There's all these factors and there's biology and there's this. And, you know, deciding is just, you know, and, you know, I get their point, but that element of the equation of being able to break free of your momentum. So this is a skill that we're going to practice, which is manage momentum. So if you're having a bad day, try to catch yourself from saying, I'm having a bad day. Practice stopping and changing, stopping and changing, stopping and changing. If you're super stoked, stop, stay, wallow, live in it. But if you're not happy, we have so many built-in patterns of digging in with our story and letting the momentum carry us, even if it's carrying us to a place that we don't like. We do it with our story about who we are. I'm not good at this. I was checking out a guy online named Kyle Cease, C-E-A-S-E, and he's got a bunch of great YouTube videos, and he's got a really inspiring Facebook profile to follow. And he was going on this rant about when you talk about yourself, you're reinforcing what you are in that moment. So be careful about saying things like, oh, I got fired. Well, that's what you were. You did get fired. Now you are something else. What's your story now? Are you a guy who is fired? No, you're a guy starting an adventure. Our culture will want us to anchor us to these negative things. I know, I feel it all the time. When I talk about my current situation, I find it, you know, I'm in between jobs, but I've got a lot of things going on and there's a lot of things that are wonderful. I am hesitant to talk about the good things. I sometimes will anchor myself to the fear-based things so that other people can identify with it better, I guess. It's ridiculous. So, but if we can manage our momentum, we can decide to be happy. We can see that we're not in a good place and go, new. The other week, I think I mentioned how I was in a bad place. I was in a funk and I just said, I'm going to a yoga class. And then I realized that my car didn't work. So I ended up, okay, I'm gonna take my bike. Anyway, the example is that, make a new choice, call somebody, go outside, be very aware of when you are choosing to stick with a path. We feel like we have to, we owe it, it's our responsibility. Jacob Glass talks a lot about how sometimes you'll be in a situation where you're stressed about something, and then you like, wait a minute, and you forget what you were stressed about. But rather than going, oh, cool, I'm not stressed, you go, ooh, I wasn't done. I'm sure that's still something bad. Let me remember what that was. We need to practice. One of the easiest things and first things to do is if there is a specific thing that you can't let go of, write it down. Have a list of things. These are big stresses in my life. Have a Google document or something on your desk. These are things that are stressful. My money's gonna run out. There's that lump on my testicle. And just go, cool, here they are. I got them. I know where they are. In fact, I'm even gonna promise myself that I'm gonna look at them once a day. That means for the other 23 hours of the day, I don't have to think about it. There's a book called Getting Things Done that's all about productivity. One of the big concepts in it. To be honest, I didn't finish the book. So I'm not sure why I'm in any position to talk. But one of the things that I really appreciated from the earlier chapters was the idea of closing loops. And that if you have, that's what, you don't want to have paper all over your desk that you pick up and then put down. One of my dad's advice is always to only touch a piece of paper once. If you pick up something and it's a bill, pay it. Don't go, oh, right, this is a bill. Oh, this is, right, I need to call that guy. No, call him. Or if you're organized, have a list of a bill folder that you check on once a week that you just, it never gets in this pile. It goes into the bill folder. You've got the people to call folder, and then you pick those things out at a set time. So unless you're in the set time of, oh, it's health concern Friday, I'm supposed to go and check my moles today. If it's not that time, leave it on the list. You know you're going to revisit another time. Close that loop so that you can spend all of your mind either being open, being present, or in something else. If we keep too many open loops, it's just like a computer. You know, if you have too many tabs open, if you've got too many programs open, your RAM isn't enough to really process and dig in and be productive. Just so you know, I'm speaking to myself on this one. But I am aware of it, and it's something that I am an ongoing process of refining and getting better at and forgiving myself. That's something that I've been kind of working on the last couple of weeks, is working on my massive to-do list that has some things on it have been on there for years. Some things, they'll be on for years. Like, oh, hey, I did get a vasectomy. Cross that one off. Feels good. Sometimes you put things on there that you've done that day. So you can go, gung, 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 gung. But getting in the habit of knowing that you have these lists or whatever filing system so you can close the loops and be open to present in the now is massive. Because if you're present in the now, it's much easier to change direction. If you are holding on to all these things you know you got to worry about, because let's be honest, how are you going to pay rent? Oh, okay. Put those things down. Now, okay, now I have a free headspace. Now I'm anxious. Let's change the momentum. Start fresh. And then your challenge is figuring out what are the things that can shake your Etch-a-Sketch and get you snapped out of it. Is it visiting a friend? Is it calling someone? Is it going to the coffee shop? Is it treating yourself to a yogurt or a Frogurt? Is it getting in the garden? Is it playing with your dog? Is it teaching your dog to garden? Okay, whatever. But, and maybe that's another list that you have, is things that you know get you present or bring a little bit of smile or get you feeling a little bit better. It could be something that's productive. Maybe it's do 5 push-ups. For me lately, going to a yoga class has changed the entire direction of a day. If I can do a yoga class in the morning, I'm productive all day long, no matter what. I'm like, sweet, I'm in the bonus zone. Free ball all day long, whee! Now, 2 weeks from now, I'll be saying, man, why am I not going to yoga? And hopefully I'll be kind enough to myself to forgive myself and know that it's always a process of getting back in alignment, realigning, getting present, getting in tune with your integrity. Always a process of realigning. Spiritual path is not a linear one. It is like a yoga practice where you're not trying to get anywhere. You're simply practicing. And when you're off track, kindly, patiently pull yourself back to where you know you need to be. And then start fresh. No momentum. New. Whoosh. So, I'm going to archive this so that it is going to be a tool for me to, if I am in a rut, I'm going to watch this, know that you are here, or you've watched this at some point, and so that there's all these agents of momentum redirection that are going to bounce off one another and break whatever patterns we have, break whatever grooves that we have, and know that we can watch this and go, I'm gonna do. In fact, if you want, if you're watching this, share in the comments something that you do to get yourself back into your fresh self. Thank you. I love you. Namaste.
You only live once. Enjoy the color.